En LL Flooring, el éxito de tu negocio es nuestra prioridad. Por eso te ofrecemos un amplio surtido de pisos de calidad siempre en existencia, con precios bajos garantizados, exclusivos para profesionales. Además, ofrecemos muestras gratis y limitadas, facilidad de devoluciones, horario extendido y mucho más. ¡Hasta te ayudamos a conseguir trabajadores! Visita tu tienda LL Flooring más cercana y descubre por qué somos el aliado de los profesionales del flooring.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Done a lot on the Salcedo Storm podcast surrounding the vote, in particular the 2020 vote. You know, I've been watching folks out there who are working different angles on bringing justice and figuring out all the problems that happened in the 2020 vote. And those of us having varying degrees of success, I've got to be honest with you, I think the course that I chose to take was the one that was going to take the most time to have come to fruition, but at the same time, when it does, I think it's going to mean the most good for our Constitution, for our way of life. Let me explain what I mean by all this. There are those out there who are doggedly determined to prove voter fraud, massive voter fraud from these voting machines. I've had guests who have been referred to me about these algorithms that were put in, the 49 to 51, something like that or other. And the idea is to prove that these voting machines actually switched tabulations. And I'm not a computer expert. And even though I get a guy on who's going to say, well, I am a computer expert and that's possible, well, can you prove it? Well, the answer is no. But we're trying because we can't get access to all of these machines. A lot of these machines have been quarantined and already wiped clean from the 2020 election. And so those who allegedly perpetrated this part of voter fraud have already covered their tracks and then some. Then there's the folks who used geospatial tracking and uncovered a scheme of individuals taking these ineligible ballots and stuffing ballot boxes with them. That was outlined in the fabulous documentary, 2000 Mules, probably the most indicting of the documentaries to come out and show through video evidence of serious shenanigans, serious problems with the vote in the 2020 election. What the Salcedo Storm podcast and the Chris Salcedo's shows have been focused on is the law. We know definitively that under the Constitution of the United States, the power to change how a law, an election is conducted rests solely with the legislatures of the various states, of our 50 states. They are the only ones who can change election law. Your courts can't do it. Your governors can't do it. And the Chris Salcedo show has pointed out that type of illegality went on during the 2020 election in the states of Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Those elections, I am 99.99999% sure, occurred outside of the law. Now, does that necessarily mean that because they occurred outside of the law, they weren't free and fair? I suppose it's entirely possible that you can have an election that is not compliant with the law, that is 100% on the level, that all the votes were counted, they were all legitimate. That is possible. But it is also equally possible that you could have an election that is fraudulent if you do not follow the law, as the states of Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan and Wisconsin did. They did not follow the laws in the 2020 election. As a matter of fact, a judge has already banged the gavel up in Michigan, saying the Secretary of State there violated her own state's election laws. So I'm somewhat validated. And the Republicans in Georgia, well, let me just say they're not eager to administer hearings as to whether or not their state complied with existing Georgia law in the 2020 election. And then, of course, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, I really don't know what's going on in those states. I do know there are court battles going on to say, look, somebody has got to adjudicate this. Somebody has got to say, look, you conducted an election that was illegal, especially before the next election, which is coming up in mere days. So what I'm about to play for you is an interview I did with Dinesh D'Souza here recently on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. Dinesh D'Souza, prolific documentary filmmaker, and a guy that has done a lot of great work in trying to prove what happened in the 2020 election. And he's got a book out about 2,000 mules. It's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
So folks, we're seeing record turnout around most of the country, at least in the early voting states. And there, if I and you are any indication out there, folks, there is an eagerness to right the ship. And of course, there's just that gnawing at our subconscious about what's really going on with the vote. And a man who has been doing a lot of pioneering work and exposing some of the shenanigans that went on in the 2020 election, Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author and filmmaker. His latest blockbuster and consequential film, 2,000 Mules, shocked America awake to the shady activities of leftists in the last election. And last Tuesday, 2,000 Mules, the book, hit the shelves. Dinesh, welcome back to the Salcedo Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Is the book kind of like the book movie dynamic that we see like in entertainment? The book is going to be far more detailed than the movie was?
Exactly. Yeah, this is not a case where the book is essentially a kind of written version of the movie. Not at all. The movie can do certain things that the book can't do, admittedly. So, for example, I've got all this surveillance video in the movie, and so you got to see the movie. There's no way to take that video and stick it in a book. On the other hand, movies are short. They're 90 minutes. They can't, you know, cross every T and dot every I. They can't provide backup references, detailed explanations, provide data. So the book has all that. The book is a really a nice complement to the movie. It systematically lays out the case. And the other thing is, normally I release the book and movie together, but here with the movie kind of outrunning the book and coming out first, I've had a chance to take stock of all the sort of critiques and refutations and debunkings of 2,000 Mules, and I have a chapter in the book answering the critics by name.
That's beautiful, and I can't wait to see that. Now, by the way, folks, Dinesh has kindly said he will stick around and take a question or two from all of you. So the number, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So, Dinesh, looking back on the movie, 2,000 Mules, what impact, after you've had some time to look at it, to see how it was received, the feedback you received, and the actions taken around the country in the various states, what impact do you think 2,000 Mules had?
Well, I'll give you the bad news and then the good news. I mean, the bad news, I think, is that the GOP, the Republican establishment, is scared of this topic. And so except for a handful of congressmen and a couple of senators, everyone is trying to avoid seeing the movie. I'm talking about the GOP leadership. And I think the reason is not because they think the movie is wrong or false. They fear it's true. And so they know if they see it, they can't unsee it. And if they can't unsee it, they're going to have to do something about it. And so there is a powerful desire on the part of the Republican leadership to, quote, move on. That's the bad news. The good news is that there is a much greater awareness of the vulnerability of these mail-in drop boxes. Republicans, since the movie, have volunteered to be poll watchers, poll observers, poll judges. Very good thing. There are actually patriots in Arizona and elsewhere who camp out of the mail-in drop boxes saying, hey, if the mules want to show up, we're going to be here to record them. There are more drop boxes under 24-hour surveillance than there were in 2020. So some good things are happening. I think that I'm not so much worried about systematic cheating in 2022, although I think that there are a lot of things that need to be done before 2024, but there is some time to do them.
Right. And, you know, the Democrats out in Arizona, in response to being watched, they are suing, trying to stop these individuals from watching these drop boxes. And if that is not as transparent as can be, I don't know what would be. Dinesh D'Souza is our guest right now, folks. The book, 2,000 Mules, hit shelves on Tuesday. It's available now. Let me ask you, Dinesh, which states in our union did good work and which states basically ignored your book and didn't do a thing to reform elections?
Well, it's got to be said that the movie focused on five states, and these are all the so-called swing and battleground states. And it didn't focus on the whole state, but on the democratically controlled urban areas of those states. So I've got to say that problem remains unfixed, because the Democratic establishment in those areas has made no effort to investigate or look into this problem. They have no intention of doing it because they're the beneficiary of it. But in states like Pennsylvania and Michigan, you do have Republican legislatures. So the big question, and it's still unanswered, what are the measures that the Republican legislatures are going to take to make it really clear that not only is ballot trafficking illegal, it's illegal, by the way, in all 50 states, but that this will be investigated and severely prosecuted if these kinds of offenses continue?
Record-breaking turnout in states like Georgia. And the Georgia elected officials out there and the election officials are saying, hey, Stacey Abrams, hey, Joe Biden, where's our apology? As you know, a modest voting reform, voting integrity reform was passed out there in the state of Georgia in the wake of the election, in the wake of your movie. And the allegation was these measures, one was passed, a similar measure in Texas as well. The allegation was it was going to lead to voter suppression. But now you've got record-breaking voter turnout, and they're demanding apologies from the likes of election deniers like Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden. What's your reaction to that story?
Well, my reaction to that is it is simply an empirical vindication of the idea that these claims of voter suppression were always idiotic. I mean, is it suppressing air travel that you have to show an ID? Is it banking suppression that you have to show an ID to cash a check? You know, is it medical suppression that you have to show an ID when you show up for a hospital or a doctor's appointment? No, no, and no. And so obviously, when you find that the Democrats are only in this one area saying that when you have to show an ID, it's somehow going to block people from being able to vote, they even know that that's nonsense. It's a rhetorical game for them. And as long as people are fooled, they're going to keep doing it. But as people wake up and realize that this is just complete nonsense. And the same is true, by the way, with patriots watching the drop boxes. By the way, there's nothing illegal in watching a drop box.
No.
You're perfectly free to take your, you know, take your truck, turn on your iPhone, and have surveillance. In fact, think about it. We live in an age where everything is under surveillance. Every parking lot, every mall, you know, stores. So the idea that that somehow surveillance of a drop box is a bad thing, it's not a bad thing. In fact, it's called for in the election rules.
Right. And you know what? And to the Democrats out there that have a problem with this, sorry, I don't trust you. And I don't think Americans should trust you. And we ought to have the bright lights shined upon you and whatever you're doing, in particular when it comes to elections. Folks, I got one more question for Dinesh D'Souza. The book, 2,000 Mules, out on store shelves right now. So as we're looking around the landscape, I have taken the position on the Chris Salcedo Show that I do not like voting machines. I have seen nothing but problems devolve from voting machines. I have seen our elections that used to be decided overnight. They're taking 2, 3, 4 days to decide because of these machines. I don't like the names of the companies that these machines are made by. They scare me. I'm very, very frightened by the names of these companies. So I want to go back to paper ballots. I want to have the American people have a receipt that is verifiable and can be checked against a database. Am I wrong for that?
No, you are absolutely right. It would be much better to have a single election day. People show up in person. They vote with paper ballots. Yeah, the machines can count them, but the paper record is necessary. So if you have an audit, you can match the machine count with the hand count. So all of this is the ideal way to go. Now, that being said, it should be we should remember the Constitution assigns to the individual states the ability to kind of make these rules. And so since we have 50 states, some of them Democratic states, some of them Republican states, we know that they're going to have some mail-in drop boxes. They're not going to go away. And I guess what it seems to me is that we should uphold the general principle while at the same time recognizing that there are places where we may have to do what the Democrats do. I mean, ballot harvesting is legal in California. Not paid ballot trafficking, but ballot harvesting. They go to liberal churches and collect votes and they, you know, bring them down to the county office. Well, you know what? We should go to conservative churches and collect votes because where it's legal, we need to play the same game that they do.
Great point. All right, Dinesh, are you ready to take a couple of phone calls here?
Sure.
281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Alan, you are first up. You're on with Chris Salcedo and Dinesh D'Souza.
Yes, good morning. And it's refreshing to hear your voice, Dinesh. I admire your work all these years. And in my mind, there's no doubt that the 2020 election was a fraud. The statistic doesn't bear that out, the result. My worry is the upcoming one, which is very critical, the midterm. What can we do to discourage that? You already suggest that volunteer at the watch poll, but if they don't allow you to get close to see it, what can you do?
Well, the most important thing you can do is participate in the process. I have a line in the film, I think it's repeated in the book, where I say that, you know, Republicans focus on the campaign, Democrats focus on the election. Mm-hmm. So Republicans are like, let's have a rally, let's sort of get people motivated, let's talk about the issues. But Democrats are like, how many drop boxes are there going to be and where exactly are they going to be located?
Exactly.
Who's going to take the ballots out of them and take them over to the office? Who's going to open the envelope and decide if a vote is ambiguous, who it's actually cast for? Who's going to match the signatures? So that's why I'm saying that Republicans need to be a little more aware that in addition to focusing on the campaign, it's also good to focus on the administration of the election.
Oh, by the way, Dinesh, while I'm thinking about it, because you mentioned something that got me thinking on this. Back in 2020, Raffensperger and Kemp over in Georgia, they allowed Stacey Abrams to run that state and remove signature verification. Now that they're up for election, all of a sudden, because of these so-called reforms out there in Georgia, signature verification is back for their elections. Did that raise any red flags with you?
Well, you're now touching on a very, I think, subtle and important point. And I mentioned earlier that I found that a number of Republican leaders are reluctant to see 2,000 Mules. I'm sure they'll be equally reluctant to read my book. But here's the reason. They were not entirely unhappy with the result of the 2020 election. Uh-huh. Think of a guy like Brian Kemp. He hates Trump. So he looks at the result of 2020 and he goes, you know what? Republicans did pretty well down ballot, but Trump lost. So Biden comes in. Biden is horrible. People turn against Biden, and maybe they'll sweep the Republicans in, but without Trump this time. So I think this is really the hidden reason why Republicans don't want to revisit 2020. They don't want to sort of revive the political aspirations of Donald Trump.
Gotcha. Anthony, you are on next with Dinesh D'Souza and the Chris Salcedo Show. What's that?
Great to talk to y'all. So I have a very liberal son-in-law. We watched the movie together. Can't wait to see your book. And his point is, well, they didn't prove that Donald Trump didn't do it also. I said, well, checks and balances usually take care of that. But Dinesh, can you and Catherine get together and prove the reciprocal, that it wasn't done in those precincts? I think that would destabilize the whole slithering uniparty.
Yeah, so the way that it's kind of difficult, it seems to me, to prove something that sort of wasn't done, right? So in other words, if I were to say that you robbed the bank, and you say, well, prove that you didn't rob another bank, it's a little hard for me to figure out how to go about doing that. Yeah. Let me put it this way. The whole mechanism described in 2000 Mules relies on closely packed drop boxes in which you're able to have these left-wing nonprofit organizations, which, by the way, are not allowed to participate in partisan electoral activity at all. So the mules have to get the ballots from somewhere. That's where they get it from. And then they go on this kind of mailman route, and they drop these fraudulent ballots into the drop boxes. Here's my point. I would challenge and invite anybody to buy geo-tracking data, and they don't have to buy it for urban areas. They can buy it wherever they want and show something equivalent on the Republican side. Like, let's just say, are there mules who are going by the Heritage Foundation and the NRA and evangelical megachurches and collecting large backpacks of ballots?
Uh-huh.
It seems to me this is just something in the imagination. You'd never find it, but you're welcome to look for it. Now, I'm not looking for it, but my point is, if Democrats say that, you know what, we cheated, but you cheated too, my point is, I've made my case, you make yours.
There you go. I'm right there with you. Dinesh D'Souza is our guest here, folks. 2000 Mules, the book, is out. And Dinesh, you just sparked another question. In the movie, you didn't name these left-wing communist socialist organizations that were part of the distribution center for the mules and these suspect ballots. Do you name them in the book?
Well, this is actually, you're now touching on a little bit of a sore point, because what happened is the book underwent a legal review, and the lawyers at Regnery said, you can't name these organizations. And I said, well, their decision was really this. It's that, look, this issue of these organizations investigating these organizations is kind of a law enforcement matter. So, for example, if I name them, let's say you, Chris Salcedo, know about them, you can't do anything about them. I can't do anything about them because I don't have the authority to go raid these organizations, look at their data, talk to the mules, who paid you, who put you up to this. So basically what happened is that my publisher, and by the way, to be honest, I think you know this, Chris, every book that is published undergoes this kind of a legal review.
Yes.
So, you know, I went along with what the publisher said. True, the Vote, which did the research, has said publicly, any administrative law enforcement agency that wants our data, names and all, is welcome to get it. And so the data is available, but no, I don't name them in the book, and it's for the reason I just gave.
Understood. And under the corrupt DOJ and FBI that we have now, until we get a change in leadership in Washington, nobody in law enforcement is going to be asking for that data. Last question here for Dinesh D'Souza. Mike, you're on the Chris Salcedo Show. What say you?
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thank you, Dinesh, for your great book. I do believe the Democrats stole the presidential election, but I believe the way they did it was not so much adding ballots, was through the computers. And one evidence of that was the shutdown of the computers in three or four states to change the tabulation. So my question to Dinesh is, I've got two. One is, did you discover any evidence of computer tampering and cheating? And two, did you discover any pre-printed ballots in the work you did?
Well, let me answer the second question first. We do interview an authority in the film who was also on the Federal Election Commission, so someone who knows what they're talking about, and they say that it is possible to counterfeit ballots, because if you have a high-quality printer, mm-hmm. you can reproduce ballots. Now, let's remember that absentee ballots or mail-in ballots don't have any kind of identification number, any kind of name, any kind of special watermark. So this is a vulnerability, in my opinion, of our system. Now, turning to the machines, this is not something that we have investigated at all. And I say this because there's so much in the whole domain of fraud that when I started the film and the book, I had to realize, listen, there's no way I can chase every trail. Here's Sidney Powell. I've got 300 affidavits. I mean, I guess I could go talk to those 300 people. I said, look, I'm going to look at the one area where I think the majority of the fraud occurred and enough to tip the election. And I'm going to focus on that one because I know the left is going to try to take whatever I say and just throw it in and say, oh, here comes the latest conspiracy theory. So rather than trying to adjudicate everything, I'm going to focus on one big thing, but I'm going to focus on it with such laser-like determination, I'll try to settle the issue.
I am so glad you said that, Dinesh, because we on the Salcedo Show did the same thing. We focused on the law. We said how many states violated the United States Constitution, how many states disobeyed their laws as passed under the Constitution by their state legislatures, and that's where we were focused. And so everybody working together, some focusing on the computers, people like you doing the geo-tracking and focusing on the mules, the Chris Salcedo Show focusing on the breaches of law. I think sooner or later, we're going to come to the truth because of the work everybody's doing. Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author and filmmaker, folks. 2,000 Mules is now in book form. Dinesh, where can they get it?
It's available everywhere. I mean, obviously, Amazon and Barnes & Noble are the two biggest places to get books. You can also go to the website, just 2000mules.com, because the cool thing there is it's the book and the movie. So if you haven't seen the movie, you can stream it and watch it, buy DVDs. The book and the movie really go together, kind of like a 1-2 punch. And I sometimes joke that if you get both, it's going to make you a very dangerous American from the point of view of the left.
Yeah, we should buy a copy and send it to Mitch McConnell's office just for giggles. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you, sir. Appreciate your efforts and all your good work, sir.
Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites, count them two, I want you to go to texasscorecard.com, texasscorecard.com. That's where you get all the news that's impacting Texas. If it impacts Texas, it impacts America. And also head on over to chrissalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, figure out how to book me for a speech. You can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. That's morning radio, my friends, as you just heard from Dinesh D'Souza's visit with us. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday, always at home, right here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure the society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.